today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I haven't jumped on any fence. I'm pretty damn sure whoever the nominee is, you know, everybody knows what my politics are. Whoever the nominee is, I will still be voting for Trump.
Yes. And Mike, I'm a Bernie guy. Charlie right. Bernie.
Charlie Bernie. That's the Bernie we support.
That's right. If you were one of the people that did not have the virus, but you're on a quarantine boat, it's not a bad deal.
It's actually terrifying because you're waiting to get sick or not get sick.
Yeah, right. But what if you don't get sick? You've really
yeah,
benefited.
But think about it. It's not, you're not still playing shuffleboard. You're in your hotel room stuck. You're not running around enjoying shows.
That does not appeal to him.
I was going to say, what's the downside?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yesterday, we had a discussion about the new piece of furniture. The home studio is being we're winding down the things that have to be done for the home studio. And yesterday, as I informed our listeners, the handyman Dave came over and constructed, to an extent, the desk.
To an extent.
It's alive, Mike. The desk is alive.
To an extent. I looked at it today closely. Today was my first real inspection, and I looked at it closely, and there are concerns. There are concerns about the desk.
What are the concerns?
There are things that are loose on the desk.
Okay. And for those
The desk is, to call it gently used would be maybe a bit of an understatement. To call it brand new would be an overstatement.
Well, it's not brand new. And I told you that there was a couple dings on it, but I mean, it also.
There are more than a couple of dings. There are pieces out, missing. Chunks.
Chunks?
But that's all right. But that's okay. Oscar Santana, yes.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Yes, please. Please do.
Watch yourself.
Now, I'm not on your side. I'm on the prosecution side, so.
This shocks me, but go ahead.
Okay. Are you referring to the dents and scratches on the actual material that doesn't seem to be wood?
It's pressed wood.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're speaking in a sidebar.
There are dents and chips.
Do you feel like the person who evaluated the furniture didn't really evaluate it or was blindfolded when they said it was in good shape?
Did you ever say, Mr. Spiewak, that it was in good shape?
I stand by the fact that it is in good shape. It was in good shape when it left here. But do you think, let me ask you this, these Mars...
Share the pictures with him.
Okay.
Do you think that could it have been damaged in shipping?
No. Look at that.
I told you about that specifically before we shipped it.
What we're showing, because this is an audio and video
and
medium.
I'm going to explain what it is. Okay. It is the, I believe it is the, there is a raised shelf left and right. That is the raised shelf to the right of the console.
You said it had a mark on it.
And it had a ding in it.
It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 marks.
Yeah, and this is a gash.
Let me see it again then.
Yes. Maybe you weren't wearing your glasses when you saw it.
I don't need my glasses for distance.
Okay, distance. Here you go. See that? Gash.
Well, there is that one gash, yes. And I said that would be covered when you put something on that riser. I said that was the only noticeable physical piece of damage to it.
Oh, okay. I have more pictures.
Now, what about on the inside of that riser?
Okay.
Is exposed particle board.
Oh, yeah, right here.
So you remember this, that, don't you, from that?
Almost looks like the moon.
Look at the big picture of the desk with the two black drawers on it.
Okay, hold on. Let me find that. Yes, got it.
All right, you see where the blue line is?
Yes.
Then you go up to the raised part.
Oh,
right?
this is three.
That seam that goes along there is exposed particle
board. I love that we've tried to do something nice for you, and it's been ruined.
I think
no, it's not. I'm not in any way saying it's ruined. I'm just having
this is
a discussion
great for the radio, though.
Yeah, I see that it is
measurements.
Exposed.
The measurements are probably going to seal the deal.
Mike, if everything worked out all the time, it wouldn't be entertaining. The idea, that you've sent me these pictures, which are raw and real.
I do see the exposed wood, but I believe that is maybe a flawed design, but I believe that is the design of the desk.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And then the boards, the drawers.
Yes.
I submit as Exhibit B the first drawer.
Hmm. Okay. Take a peek at that. I got it. The first drawer. I'm going to show it to Rob here.
All right.
Okay.
Please put it on the tripod.
Yes. There you go. Here.
That needs a wipe down. Certainly.
You said you did it. You said you thoroughly cleaned it.
And I thought it was the rails, not the actual drawer.
Hmm.
And by the way, when it said to me, for those of you that are going to say ungrateful, whatever, the company paid shipping for this.
Yeah,
we got it off of someone's hands.
It's not about the ship. The shipping didn't do this. This is clearly. Right.
No, I do believe I believe that is shipping dust.
That's shipping dust?
I believe it is. Because, I drove around. I had to load that thing into my car. I would have seen that kind of dust on it. I would not have allowed that to stand.
Now, when the only other question I have, and this is a real question.
Yes.
Those riser parts, were they loose when you dismantled it?
On the actual console.
Were they kind of shaky?
Anyway, for those of you at home who are just joining us in progress, this is a brand new console for Mike's house for his home studio.
It's a used console.
Well, it's new to him.
It's new to you.
I recall them being sturdy on the. There was one that had a extra screw to shore it up, but I recall them being sturdy.
Was it the one on the right?
Your Honor, I don't remember.
Are you unpleased with what you've received?
Are you displeased?
Unpleased is not the right word.
I don't know. I don't know. This is in the home.
Do you want to date her or do you want to just like,
here's the thing. Here's the thing. The whole idea that we discussed before, maybe not on the air, but Oscar and I, was that this would be the studio where we would maybe bring people in.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to show, you don't want to show this off to your friends.
This is not.
What's up with the stickers that are on the drawers? I don't like stickers on things.
Well, stickers can be peeled off.
That's
fine.
The drawers haven't been installed, so that's okay. And it's got rack mounting, which is okay.
Oh, I think they'll change your life. They'll change your life.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Put a sandwich down there.
What concerns me is the crappy part of it may not be like those risers.
You don't need the risers. Take them off.
Pressed wood. All right. I remember pressed wood. You remember pressed wood where you would let something bend, the wood bend, and it would just tear out because it's cardboard?
Mike.
This is a cardboard desk.
You're talking to an individual that has IKEA cabinets. I'm pressed wood. I'm that guy.
Mike, it's not a card. It's not a cardboard desk.
You said yesterday that pressed wood would be heavy.
Yeah. It is heavy.
Is it
heavy duty pressed wood?
It is.
No.
Heavy duty press?
The reason it's shored up on the right is because the thing's just hanging there because it's pressed wood.
Well, I mean, you're not going to get something like this made of solid
oak.
Can you
all explain to me that? Isn't all furniture pressed wood?
No. If you go to like really high end stuff, it's solid wood.
Oh.
Yes. Now, the pressed wood.
Can I take off those risers?
That's nice.
And not can I Joy take Bird. Off those?
Oh, Joybird, real wood.
Absolutely.
Joybird, real wood.
Can I take out the risers and it'll look okay?
I think so.
You don't need those risers. Mike, you putting speakers up there? No way.
And what are those little slots for the underneath the risers? Have in there?
Those will hold CDs, or I think for him, he had it for a while. They were actually computer data discs.
Oh, yeah.
So, in the boxes. It's
those
a
are going to go.
Okay.
I'm going to take them off and see. I think it's going to be fine if I do that.
Yeah.
The crappiest part of the exposed pressed wood is those risers. They're not really necessary. I don't know what use I would have. I'm not going to put a monitor up there.
No, it was.
I want to monitor it at eye level.
Ideally, what about your awards?
It was originally extra shelf space.
Yeah. Stop doing shtick.
Your air awards.
This is my furniture.
One, two.
By the way, so I'll take those off. I don't know. Do they screw in from the bottom? I mean, is that how
I believe so, but I think it's just a simple Allen wrench. It's a very easy
one. Yeah, little Michael to do it.
Yeah.
All right, then I think we're okay. Then I think we're going to be okay here.
Yeah.
I think it's
I'm glad.
Okay.
I don't want you to be unhappy with it.
I'm only unhappy with, I don't like the exposed wood.
That's okay. Could you flip that around so it's the exposed wood is facing
No, no. The exposed wood is on the... Look at your picture.
It's on the left and right?
Refer to your picture, please.
Oh, why are you yelling at me?
I'm not.
No, he's just showing evidence, and he's right, because, Oscar, if you were to flip it, then the exposed wood would face out, but it wouldn't shore up and line up with the line of the furniture.
I see it.
All right, you see the tray? Yeah. And by the way, is that tray a pull-out tray? Is that what it is in the middle of the deck? I haven't...
It's for a computer or keyboard.
The two risers are the problem children.
Yeah, I see the sides.
They're dated. I don't need to put CDs anywhere, and... you know, I think that it'll give me a little more space.
Okay,
so I think I'll just pull those out, and I think we'll be fine.
Excellent.
I think it's perfect. If you're telling me that when you took it apart,
yes.
When you took the risers off the where was it nasty or is it just a hole for the screw?
No, I think it's just a hole for the screw. I mean,
you'll cover up with then we're fine. With
I'll cover it up.
Yeah.
All right, so we're good.
You can actually at a hardware store buy wood colored plugs. That would probably fit the hole.
That's fine. I'm
Mike,
fine.
Unless you wanted to really use those little platforms at the top to put monitors on there. So you could have raised monitors.
You mean video monitors?
Yes.
Won't work for me.
It doesn't work for you.
No, you want your monitor at eye level and straight ahead.
I want it at eye level.
And you need the view.
No, because I'll be looking at curtains.
It's curtains, literally curtains.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said to do.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you wanted to see when you
I think it's going to be fine with it when I get. What I don't like about it is the I was looking at those little slots, going, what are they really for? And they wouldn't be for anything modern. So right, I mean that's.
I mean, it was when he assembled that desk and made his workstation. CDs were a thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's how long ago.
You could slide copy in there.
Yep.
I could. But I don't. But why would I slide copy? I like to look at my copy. That's true. I could slide copy.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. All right. So the verdict on the desk is it's a go.
Innocent.
Excellent.
It's a go. But that thing is loose. And so that's just the final piece that I just want to get rid of.
Okay. Okay. And I think that's fine.
And if you're saying there was another screw put in to shore it up, that means the pressed wood was coming loose.
Also, the handyman should have done that. You should have never noticed the loosey-goosey.
That's
true. Yeah, but I don't know if... he wanted to, like, you know what pressed wood does? Pressed wood
breaks apart.
Drill through it and disintegrates.
My entire life.
That's what happens. And I think this
will be fine.
And really, a good chunk of this desk is metal that where you you have a rack mount. So there it is. And put a picture of the desk online.
Okay.
So people can see what we're talking
and
about.
And also,
ahead.
The base and the top are strong. They're a solid piece of wood covered with laminate, and I stand by those. And there's a back brace.
And they look the best.
Yeah. The back brace is strong, too.
The little things on top don't look too good.
You know, I was thinking about that, and I think a light steel wool might take that off. Just mind your finish a little bit.
What have we learned, gentlemen?
Take what's
steel the circles. Wool? You said those little circles.
Oh, I don't worry about the circles. I'm not that doesn't. There's going to be stuff all over that desk.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about that. I think overall,
I don't like those circles.
I think overall it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be really, really cool.
I'm glad. I love it. And I think the size is perfect, right?
The size is flawless.
And I love that. That's great.
The size is, you can see it. If you look at the long view, you can see where it sits in that little bay window. That's perfect. That's perfect. And, by the time we move back into this house and sell the other one, because this one won't sell, it'll all be moot anyway. That's the way.
I think that there's bigger problems afoot. Oh my God,
what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, just you seem to be projecting a lot on us that really isn't the desk. Is there something else going on?
Well, no. I mean, what? Oscar, it's quite clear that he's concerned that the house hasn't sold.
No, what else are you having open houses? Are they actually people coming through your house?
Well, hold on a second. You can't backtrack on what you just said.
No, I'm not backtracking. I'm doubling
projecting
down.
Projecting anything on you? I wasn't projecting anything at all. You know, and if you want to mess with me, the projection was you were going to get on a plane and come down here and set up a home studio. Is that happening? No, that's not happening. Maui is happening.
Mike, I need to remind our listeners that aloha means both hello and goodbye. And so when he meant to say hello,
farewell,
he was
I'll
saying,
be on a jet
goodbye!
Over the Pacific while you're hanging curtains and running cable.
Hanging curtains.
I said we could do it in March.
So maybe I am projecting that on your ass today.
Mecca Lecca High. Mecca Miney.
I brought up the desk. I sent you the pictures and I showed you and I was honest about the problem. And I believe we have solved the problem that those two little risers are going to go. And I think It's going to streamline the look. It's going to look good.
It's going to give
and
you.
I like
think
the
it's
metal. What do they call them? Rack mounts.
Rack mounts are great.
I like that.
And you're going to love those. Those drawers are going to change your life.
Drawers too. Drawers going on the bottom.
Before you leave, before you, when are you leaving? The end of next week or the end of this?
End
week?
Of next week.
End of next week. Before that, I will, you know, be communicating with you guys on where to put everything, and that's going to happen. Hopefully. Going into the weekend. I think that's going to be what I'm going to try to do.
Thinking about those risers going away, actually, it's going to give you more counter space because you wouldn't use those top shelves.
I'm going to be able to do things. I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be equipment installed. It should be fine. I am excited. And we're getting a carpet today, so we're going to run that cable.
Oh, nice.
What color?
The only cable that has to be run is the the Ethernet that's going to connect me to the modem. And other than that, everything's like right up against a couple of outlets. It's going to be fine. It's going to be good.
You want
but
a pro tip?
But I am
tip?
Not projecting anything on anybody at all.
You want a pro None. Tip?
What?
That if you choose to remove the stickers from the front of the drawers, because I know there is an Apple sticker and a Shure microphone sticker.
And Personas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they leave any residue, lighter fluid. Buy yourself a small can of lighter fluid. Lighter fluid will remove all that residue flawlessly.
Carla, this looks good. I think I can practically... Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help me.
Please extinguish
combustibles. These drawers are gray now.
The only projection that I will tell you is that today my wife has finally arrived where I have been for a month. Which is she is sad about
it's
the state
in.
Of affairs down here.
Yeah.
And we don't quite know what to do. And that is a very frustrating. And I'm not the only person who's ever been in that. But as far as the desk, right now, as we speak, I am not projecting anything other than I think this is going to be good. I think it's going to work out.
Wow. Excellent.
And I think the measurements are going to be good. And I am actually, we're kind of full speed ahead on getting everything. I think by next week I'll be in the other joint. That's going to be great.
Don't you love
and
the wheels on
come
it?
In here. And then, by the way, we're going to come in and we're going to get this room cleaned up a little bit, which
good.
Will help.
Yeah.
Hopefully get everything done.
And take the Red Sox jersey down or leave it up?
Oh, I'm going to take it down.
Good.
Take it down. I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I'm going to take it down. So
and
we'll see what happens.
About the desk, isn't it great that it's on wheels for moving it around?
Yeah, it is.
It's so cool.
It is.
Nice
design.
The casters are fantastic.
So thank you. It all worked out well.
Excellent.
And I was giving
I'm so
you a hard
pleased.
Time about the cleanliness, and I bet that's just ball busting because you're right.
Know.
It's just a wipe down. But the fact is that I think that was a legitimate concern, and now that concern has been alleviated.
As
and
long
as
the
as
removal,
Maui is concerned,
yes.
It has nothing to do with the fact that you're going to Maui.
No.
I don't like it when anybody goes
I told
away.
Shannon, I said, look.
Including you.
I know we haven't gone on a honeymoon since we were married. And I know this isn't technically a honeymoon.
Yeah, but it's
ooh,
pretty
put it in
good.
Under the
and
wires
I, yeah,
a honeymoon.
Yeah, and I
pretty
said,
damn good. It really is.
I said, let's slide this into a honeymoon, even though my brother's paying for it.
Well, honeymoons can be gifts.
I said,
but it's still, it's a way, it's Maui.
I've never been to
it's
Hawaii.
It's not describable. You're going to Maui.
I've never been.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm a student of that area.
Yes.
I believe you are going to Maui and your brother is no slouch.
No.
At one of the best times you could ever go. That's the
Mike,
way I understand
this is the third
it.
Year in a row
you mean the
they,
time?
Have, they have offered. I said, I can't say no three
March
times.
Gets a little rainy. December gets a little rainy. You're in that perfect zone.
I thought you meant the best time is the time when you need him to come to your house.
No, it's actually, there is nothing to do.
I had offered to go earlier than this.
But there's nothing to do. Yeah. No. We don't have the same stuff. By the way, I put these studios together.
I know.
Coming and going.
All the time.
The cable stuff, I'm going to work on with the wheels. That's going to be helpful.
Yes. And the only concern is that with those little risers coming off, you just don't want to upset the undead.
It is a dead man's
please
death.
Please don't. Oh, God. I hate that.
That's not the way I left it.
No, but I mean,
want my stickers
I,
on my drawers.
Leave
am
the
I,
sticker.
I am relatively, remember, don't get happy. I am relatively happy outside of.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Mike, you have.
That I thought was going to be bam.
It's stressful
and it's been
to
this.
Have a home, a new home, and not have your old home sold.
Yeah,
well, you know,
you have
I
but
mean,
one.
Most people do it the other way around.
Mike, you have but one splinter. It's a shame. It's the size of a phone pole.
I will be doing cartwheels when this is all over.
Is that splinter
sooner rather than later?
Feet.
What's that?
Is that splinter 1,100 square feet?
1,700 square.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I mean we. We need everything we can get.
Mike, the splinter is a tree, and could you remove it, please?
Can they cut the tree down? You know when somebody's not serious. You learn it after a while.
Oh, yeah. They're wanting to make you say no.
They want to know if they can take that tree down. You know, Think about that when I get when the ink dries. All right. Yeah. How about that? Okay, people. I'm jaded.
And
I'm
besides,
jaded. I'm a bad seller now.
Mike, you know, leave the sequoia.
Right.
Let it stand and grow. It's been there for hundreds of years.
Oh, by the way, I came in today, and I'm talking about a totally empty house except for this room.
Yes.
And I came in today, and I walk in through the door. And one of the things that we've prided ourselves on in our domicile here, the one we're selling, is the bouquet. You go into an older house that is for sale, and quite often, especially with perhaps senior citizens, you will have a bouquet in the home. You know what I mean?
Mike,
a home
has
that
been
says cats or something like that.
Fact, as people age, they lose their sense of taste. Thus explains the boom of hot sauces lately, because old people just want to feel something. And also you lose the sense of smell, which is why, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe old Jonah skips a shower. Because who's it killing?
It's a bouquet that you get when you come in here. And we pride ourselves on the fact you walk into this house like, it smells fresh. Smells really fresh.
Especially, Mike, your neighborhood is a humid neighborhood.
It's humid. but it's like
it could
paint
be sweating.
And
the house
maybe
could be
some
sweating.
It just smells clean.
Yes, I know. It's like walking
so today
into a hotel
I walk
room.
In. I walk in today and I'm like, and really, I take a big, big inhale and I'm like, oh no. What the hell? What's going on? And I think immediately, trash. That maybe there is some food bag.
No. Garbage. Like that. Garbage
so
will
look
get
in,
you.
I look in my office wastebasket. No, that's only paper that I put in there. Mm-hmm. Then I go out to the actual real trash, and my neighbors are walking by at that time. It's like, not much trash now, huh? I'm like, duh.
Go ahead.
And, you know, yeah, and I'm probably not the super friendliest of the, you know, it's pre-show. Got two to tape. And
stressed.
I'm like, anyway,
yeah.
And I'm stressed with the house. And then I call Carla. I said, I swear to God, it smells like a corpse died in a pitcher of sour milk in here, and I don't know what the hell it is. And Carla says, sunflowers. I said, what? I decorated with fresh sunflowers. Fresh sunflowers as soon as I walk over and I inhale the sunflower. It's like, that's there are flowers that when they are spent, they stay.
Oh, no. Yeah. You know, you must have, Mike, you must immediately bake some oatmeal cookies. Immediately.
It's nasty.
So did you get rid of the flowers?
Not yet. I will at the end of the show. It's livable, but it's, but
well,
another day.
You spotted the problem. You spotted the problem, which is good.
And I just, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to throw them in the pond because I don't want to put them in the trash.
Yeah, of course.
They're flowers.
I don't know where the pot and everything else.
Okay, hold on. Can I address this just for a sec? Yeah. Because I have a small gardening background. All right. Many, many years ago, before man was walking the earth in great numbers, and things would grow. And at the end of the season, they would perish. And the sunflower would yield what are known as sunflower
seeds.
And they would drop to the ground, and there they'd lay dormant in God's blanket of snow until springtime came. And then awoken, and they rose to meet the sun. And the whole process repeated. Yeah. And you know what that's called? Nature. Biodegradation. It happens by itself.
I wasn't clear. The pots they're in.
He's not going to throw the vase in the water.
It's the vase.
It's a vase. Okay. I don't know where you put. I don't know where you put.
I'll tell you where to put the flowers. Here, but inside, they're stinky.
Because I could see my
had the problem once before. Carla likes sunflowers, and they stink after they get old.
They're the state flower of Kansas.
Well, now we can start the effing show, can't we?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
As I've grown older, each year I've dropped holidays from my calendar that I don't think apply anymore. And this year, I'm proud to say that I dropped Valentine's Day. Now, let's clear things up. I'm not saying we shouldn't have a holiday of love. Just not in f***ing February! It doesn't belong there. It does not belong there. And if you ladies want this holiday, because it's your holiday, we're not going to even argue about that, are we? Because if you don't realize that men don't give a shit about it. And if your husband is telling you that he does, then you have tortured him like some kind of prisoner of war. The holiday doesn't belong in February. When should we celebrate it? In the spring, when a man can feel his nuts again. It's February. It's the height of flu season. Honey, we're going to go to a really nice restaurant, aren't we? And have a really romantic meal. Oh, yeah. We're going to go to the nicest restaurant on the planet because money is no object, because that's how much I love you. And we're going to do that when I can get to the car. Without taking my pants! Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Let me throw a few towns at you, okay?
Do it, baby.
Climax, Colorado. How do you like that, huh? Isn't that good? Yeah. How about Hershey, Pennsylvania? Satan's Kingdom, Vermont. Ooh, scared kids. Vancouver, Washington. There's a place I'd love to visit. Love to go out there and visit sometime.
They hosted the Olympics, you know.
They did. That's true. Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Canada, the Vancouver in the United States.
Right. Vancouver.
Right. Paw, West Virginia, and Due West, South Carolina. Just some of the many places where TMOS is heard every day. Welcome, friends. Great to have you along.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is so clearly yacht rock.
Oh, I love it.
It's Pablo Cruz, but it is such a great record. I happened on it yesterday.
Oh, it's a great record.
And I just said,
it gave
fantastic.
Me a little spring in my step. Yeah. I love this record. I really do. And you don't hear a lot. Is he alive?
Pablo?
Yeah.
I think it's
Pablo
a group.
Cruz.
Do you have a top five yacht rock song?
Hold on. Wait. I really didn't know that. So Pablo
I
Cruz
think it's
was
a group
not a guy?
Like,
it's like Jethro Tull's not a guy?
That's right. Molly right. Hatchet.
What did you say, Oscar?
I said, do you have a top five, like, I would say yacht rock songs that you must have?
If this is yacht rock,
I think it is.
Would probably not a top five songs, but artists. Would Boz Scaggs be a yacht
Absolutely,
rocker?
Absolutely, the Lido Shuffle is a yacht rock record.
Boz Scaggs would be
okay.
One.
Included?
The FedEx lady had Seals and Crofts on yesterday.
Michael McDonald is sort of the king of yacht rock.
Staple.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like him.
I like when he guests on other songs. Yamo Be There.
You know, it would be called, back in the day when I was a baby disc jockey, adult contemporary music.
Yeah. AC.
And AC. AC, you remember it?
Yeah.
You're old enough to remember AC.
Yeah,
that's
neat. I see the charts.
Yeah.
Hey,
I
man.
Like that. Hey, man.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show today, brought to you by Sleep Number. Look, I talk about Sleep Number quite often, and I have for years on this show. But once in a while, I like to take the little script they give me, and I like to just say from the heart that at least once or twice a week, I think about this product in my home because it's adjustable. And if your firmness on your mattress is not exactly how you like it, you can tweak it. And I do that every 3 or 4 weeks or so. I'll make a little adjustment. And I just had a little bad back maybe the beginning part of last week, made a tiny adjustment on my Sleep Number bed. And I really do believe it's medicinal. It helped me. I talked about that at the beginning, way back when I was endorsing Sleep Number beds. But it is the truth. And they tell you about proper sleep. That's the key to your health. You got to go to a Sleep Number store and try their individual fit technology because they make it better how you can adjust the bed and improve your sleep. Mm-hmm. And they're improving it all the time. You can literally now see your body's pressure points react to a Sleep Number 360 smart bed. That's how far they've come. I love it. My Sleep Number setting is now a 90. I tweaked it back up from an 85. Carla's, I have forgot. I just have forgot.
I know she normally is at about a 65.
I don't think she messes with it. She doesn't jump around on the bed as much as I do.
Jumping
we love
on
it,
bed.
Though. Discover proven quality sleep and save 50% on the 360 limited edition smart bed now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you and we thank
Mike,
you.
Mike, call me the answer, man. Pablo Cruz is an American pop rock band from San Francisco.
Ooh,
the members include, they joined in 1973 is when they joined together. The members, Corey Lirios, David Jenkins, Steve Price, Larry Antonio. So there is no one named Pablo in Pablo Cruz. And I know that when I bring them up, this is probably what you're looking for.
Oh, the opening of the pool.
Yeah.
I love this. I've done this a lot over the years. The opening to a Pablo Cruz album.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Bill. This is Pablo.
Where are you?
I won't be able to make it today because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
What?
And then it goes into a great song.
Yeah, Peter Allen wrote this.
Do you have the whole song here?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you have the whole song?
Yeah.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a little dance party on the Mike Romero Show. I don't talk up my AC records very often, ladies and gentlemen, but if this doesn't get your shoulders shaking, you're just not a human being, everybody. Everybody, kick it! Yes, sir. This is Pablo Cruz having a little fiesta. I Go to Rio is the name of the song. I think you're going to love it on WABA. Isn't this a great song? Nobody's heard this song.
This is great.
I've never heard this song.
No, Oscar knows
this
song.
Crank it up, Rob. Crank this song up. Come on, Alice. Ho.
He's genuinely happy.
He is.
For dancing and romancing.
Woo!
But I give it to the rhythm.
Yes, there is.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah, man.
Hey, let's modernize it. Ready?
With my baby. When my baby smiles at me, I go to Maui. Wowie zowie. Out on the pillow. When my baby smiles at me, the chick
Mike is dancing.
He genuinely loves his song.
Oh my God.
That's probably not helping resale for his house.
When my baby smiles at me,
this song.
I go to Maui.
You know what was great, Mike, when you did your extended dance break, because of the blurred background of Skype, it looked like a nightmare.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A blurry man dancing.
That is really, I forgot how much I love, I played that in the clubs.
Yeah.
I played that song in the clubs.
I wouldn't be surprised if some,
to it, though.
Mike, if some well-meaning young man emailed you some Pablo Cruz records today.
I haven't seen you this happy in, I would say, months.
Driving along in the car. I forgot it.
It's great.
It's been a long time, and it's just like Rob played that other Pablo Cruz song, and it's great. It's fantastic.
We have two other also-rans. Let's see how we do with these.
Okay.
I Want You Tonight.
No.
Nope.
No. No. And Don't Want to Live Without It.
I don't know. I'm
trying to remember this one. Definitely got that Pablo Cruz vibe.
Solid bass, though. Nice.
Great bass. That's why I love him. I love great bass licks on songs, you know? Here we go. Well, okay. A little bit more before the hook. WYRE, where your friends are. The official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's association station. Long intro.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, they're probably smoking a lot of marijuana.
Sorry. Giving me a chance to catch my breath. Good song.
I remember how you caught my eye the first time.
Now, I don't think this falls into the category of something that's great.
No, but it was agreeable.
Just good, tight music, well done. Are there any others that you can think of?
Those are the hits that I have. What I remember mostly is that album. I think it might have been their first big album with the blue cover.
Right.
And you drop the needle on side A, and you got that thing about him being in the pool. And as a kid, that's so funny.
I won't be coming into it because I'm at the bottom of the pool. You've heard me do that before.
Yes. Well, I love
that was one of the funniest. And the other great album from right around that same era would be Surf, introducing Little Feet.
Yes.
Do you have that?
This is one of the tragedies of it. I don't have the vinyl. And when they digitally remastered it because they had to fit it on one CD.
Oh, they didn't kick Surf out.
It cut his intro.
That's a great intro. It's
I know.
Surfy.
You know what?
Welcome Little Feet.
I need to get on.
That was Surf?
Oh, yeah.
That's Surf.
Like our Surf on the other end?
Uh-huh. Yes, that's on the. He was all about Little Feet. He was friends with him.
Wow.
And I need
to get on eBay and get that album, that LP. So,
that's a good album.
I can't believe he was on an actual record.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there's, I relate to it because there's a fat man in the bathtub with the blues. There you go. That's a good one. But Pablo Cruz, I like that deep dive with adult contemporary yacht rock, as you call it.
Yes.
I don't know where the term yacht rock, but I guess.
You know what? Let me put together.
XM. Great station.
Yep.
I tell you
what. Oh, really? They've got a yacht rock station?
It's fantastic.
Oh, we have a nostalgia corner due tomorrow. Let me do one on yacht rock, and I'll
yacht
pull up some records, and we can comment on them. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow then. I like that.
A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got
put
the
a pin in Sunset
has...
Boulevard, Pony. We'll do it next week.
I got Sirius and the Beast temporarily, and then, of course, when they say, when they go, Yes, we'd like you
like to shake
pay.
You down for
we'd like you to pay a monthly fee now. I said, no, you didn't hire me. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much. That's the way that
my mom goes, still has it because I told her when they try to take away your free sample, just keep saying no and the price will come down. She said, no, if I say no, they'll hang up. I said, watch it. And she got it for about 1/10 of the original offer because just kept saying no. And they will go. They will go rock bottom.
Oh, we still have friends over there. So yeah, I mean, we've got some people.
A lot of friends.
We line up over there that are. We've been on Sirius, both of us. Three of us have. Well, have you been on Sirius? I know Oscar's been on. I've been on, but I mean, have you been on? You've never been on.
No. Mm-mm. I wanted to be on the POTUS channel, and they said no.
I listen to the news channels, and it just gets me further and further depressed.
What is the latest, Mike?
The latest is this, Oscar. Okay, so it occurs to me that when anyone in politics shows any kind of ray of sunshine, where there might be a positive development, that it is the job of everyone in the party, outside of the party, to just throw as many darts as they can.
Yeah.
And that the latest recipient of that is a man that, as kind of a fence-sitting Democrat, Mike Bloomberg, has intrigued some of us simply because he's a New York tough guy. Yeah. He might be the guy to go up against the other New York tough guy.
You know what I like?
To lose or win.
He's doing all those ads, and I love the way they portray him on Saturday Night Live, where they have like some sort of big thing where they have eight different people playing eight different candidates, and he just walks by drinking like a frap. Like he's just
is
hanging
Fred Armisen
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Fred Armisen just walking by, and
he
I
just
love
makes
it.
Me laugh. I mean,
it is, but it's so accurate that he's just standing in the wings, having a drink,
just waiting
to
just
see.
This is a key, and I think we discussed this yesterday and before that. And again, we won't go too political, but just overall politics as sport. The fact that he's spending so much money on media in general for commercials. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And for some reason, I don't know why I was surprised by this, but I was surprised and I welcomed it. We're watching Univision last night, Mike, around 8 p.m. Univision.
Okay. All right. Talk to me.
One of our editors, you met her before, Leslie Oquendo.
Yeah.
She is on a new show. It's like The Bachelor on Univision now. Okay. She was actually on it last night for the first time.
Called El Bachelor.
Ooh, I'd love to see a clip.
And I'll make sure we get you one. And we're watching it, and they go to a commercial cut, and this is an international show, and it's Bloomberg in Spanish.
No kidding.
Targeting, apparently, the powers that be from his massive corporation with lots of smart people have targeted certain minority communities throughout America. So that's kind of alluding to what frustrated me, that the Michael Bloomberg outreach programs, there are many inner city mayors or city mayors that have reached out to Bloomberg and endorsed him because he provided funds for outreaches to get black and minority mayors elected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while this is all coming down, they talk about how he's polling well in the African-American. As soon as that was out there, this speech he gave about stop and frisk, where he misrepresented statistics about crime in New York City, is just being blasted everywhere. And it's like, you just can't win. And you know, all I can say is I think when you look at the track record of the man and you compare him to other people, you gotta think bigger picture. But the Democrats, I think, like anybody else, tend to feed on ourselves, and they kind of they throw darts at anybody for any of the slightest misstep when it comes to things.
It's easy,
it's
right?
It's frustrating.
It's easy.
Really,
it's the easiest tack to take is to do that. And also, there have been several unfortunate missteps within the Democratic Party, even within this week. But even going back, and when you get into that situation, and I've seen it in business, I've seen it in families, when things are going bad, you tend to turn inward on yourself.
Well, right now, I just think what he represents to me is kind of, he's nothing like him, but he reminds me a lot of my brother-in-law, who is another financial guy that's actually very super smart, marvelously educated.
Yeah, I saw three of Paul's commercials on the news this morning too.
No, but he reminds me from that, and I don't mind having this. Is to me how I separate the people, and Oscar, maybe you can speak to this.
Okay,
having very educated people and yourself being very well educated, you're the best educated of our crew.
Yes.
This is what I like about people that pursue education. You can talk about, oh, they're smarter. No, listen, hear me out here. I just want to say this. people that are extremely well-educated that I've had my experience with are really good at putting together plans, of seeing down the road, of anticipating what's coming up in their lives, whether it be a doctor, whether it be an MBA, whether it be a PhD. They're good at looking at things down the road. And when I see a guy that it has got the smarts, it just seems to me, I crave less reaction to everything and more proaction.
Yeah.
And I don't do it in my own life. You could look at my track record, right, and I'm the most reactive, impulsive person you'll ever see. But it doesn't prevent me from truly admiring people that put strategies in place.
What
and
you say
have
is so
plans.
Is so true. I had this discussion when I was with Julia last weekend, and I said, I'm really proud of the way that you have really gotten into a rhythm at college. I know it wasn't an easy start for her. And I said, no, Julia, that half of college is education, but at least half of it is learning how to be on your own and be out of the house. And it's sort of like life light. You're getting down there and you're exposing. And a lot of that is planning. The people that excel in college plan ahead and
they
know what's going to happen their senior
ahead.
Year in their freshman
and
year. And that's what they get out of it.
That excel in life. If you want to teach what I'll plan to teach my son is the planning. I am around people that don't have a lot of smarts too, where you see the lack of planning and you see just kind of like reacting to things as they come up. Now, life is going to throw you curveballs all the time, but planning and having a little bit of a plan is, we plan on our show, believe it or not, very, very far in advance to do things that we do. And it works very well for us and not always able to do that in the radio biz.
Right. I believe that, as far as education is concerned, you can be successful in life without a higher education.
Yeah,
there's trades, opportunities, entrepreneurs, all these options.
By the way, this is not just education, but it's smarts as well. People that are smart plan as well.
What I would say, and I can speak for myself, is what business school taught me was to make sure that you have the right tool for the job. Mm-hmm. That and what the opportunity costs, time. Mm-hmm. Because if there's an opportunity, what that's going to cost you if you either, let's say, for example, hire an established accountant or you try to do your own QuickBooks. Like, what does that time take and how much opportunity to build something else or grow your business or do something that you're really great at? Like, what are you really great at? Do that.
Right.
And it helps you become a little more self-aware and really value the people that have other skill sets and not look at them as threats, but also find a way where you can work together.
Yeah. And and it helps. And when you lay it out, it's good. So putting it on the big picture, that's the vibe I get. And the way he's doing this, you're not going to get me saying, oh, he's just buying his way in. Well, hey, I got news for you. If it was just that, he'd be the other two gazillionaires that tried to do the same thing that are falling by the wayside.
What if, look, I'm not saying Bloomberg was right, but is it possible that he modeled out Iowa, New Hampshire, and said, I'm going to lose those regardless because at the time that he's pushing in. And he said, I'm going to try something different. And these models say that if I skip these two and I'm barely involved in these two primaries, but if I go to South Carolina and I put everything there and I go with a national campaign, I can actually make up that gap.
I don't think it's only possible. I think it's probably likely.
And also,
from what I haven't done enough deep dives on the guy yet as far as to know the background, but I think you're dealing with an individual who's done a lot of good in his life and somebody who is extremely smart. And you know what? He's using his money for his own campaign, which is fine too. You have the right to do that.
He obviously has the deep pockets, but I will say this, with all the campaigning and all the stuff that's been going on in the primaries, as a passive observer of politics, I know his message better than all of the other candidates put together based on his TV ads because he's communicating his message. Whether or not you buy into it, that's up to you. But
it'll be interesting to see.
But I think what he's doing is not anything we've seen before, and I think it's quite effective.
No, and I think that it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And, it's dynamic right now. And I know a lot of Democrats are trying to, maybe freak out a little bit, but, chill. I mean, it's a long way to go. We'll see what happens. And
we're not Bernie guys yet, right?
I look, there's anybody could get nominated. I have no idea. I haven't jumped on any fence. I'm pretty damn sure whoever the nominee is, you know, everybody knows what my politics are. Whoever the nominee is, I will still be voting for Trump.
Yes. And Mike, I'm a Bernie guy. Bernie.
Charlie Bernie. That's the Bernie we support.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. And of course, the other person I will vote for, Rofo, as a writer.
Yes.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now, King's Things. Hi, I'm Larry. Bob Eubanks. Still the best. I don't understand why stores don't sell single sticks of chewing gum. I don't like the way that crow is looking at me. The Grand Canyon makes me sad. They use a lot of salt. the Swiss think they're so great. I never have enough dimes. Pam makes me anxious. When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa, funny, right? Buy it at MichaelMaryShow.com.
He never has enough dimes.
You know, the most important part of that ad, and then he just throws it away at the end. Larry, come on.
Come on, Larry.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. What if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? That's what shaving with Harry's is like. They offer premium blade refills as low as $2 each. That's up to 55% less than the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price, and it's a great product. They don't inflate blade prices or add unnecessary features to their razors like flex balls or heated handles. 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. And you can feel good about your purchase. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and vets. Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers get $5 off a trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. We love Harry's and you will too. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I know we're pretty heavy with current events today.
Yeah.
With that. But I still think I'm getting a little wigged about the coronavirus.
And why shouldn't you? Yeah.
Well, these cruise ships that are the Petri dishes, and you know, you got these cruise ships. My sister's texting me pictures of cruise ships because the big one came in today.
Right.
Yeah. The one that we always joke about called the SS Veendam.
And actually,
where,
Mike,
Gordon Liddy had his
a mid-size cruise ship so it can hit the smaller ports. It's about service.
7 o'clock in the morning, she texted me and said, it's here. It's finally here.
What's crazy is the last time we saw the Veendam was in Maine, and now it's in Key West.
On the water.
Yeah, moving, baby.
Absolutely. It was too funny. And there it is, one of the doms. One of the doms, I think, is quarantined out there in Sealand. You know, I think that's happening, so I'm not sure.
If you were one of the people that did not have the virus, but you're on a quarantine boat, it's not a bad deal.
It's actually terrifying because you're waiting to get sick or not get sick.
Yeah, right. But what if you don't get sick? You've really benefited. But
think about it. It's not you're not still playing shuffleboard. You're in your hotel room stuck. You're not running around enjoying shows.
That does not appeal to him.
I was going to say, what's the downside?
You're talking about being indoors.
Doing nothing, watching television.
Yes.
Extra channels.
Lots of pay-per-view. They probably comp it.
And being fed.
Yes.
And then having his meals prepared
delivered to his room.
You're talking about what I know my Rob, and it is a dream scenario.
There. As a matter of fact, I'm saying send me a brochure right away. I'm in.
Your ideal vacation is quarantine.
Well, what they would do is they'd actually find a quarantine boat and like drop me, like either by copter or hot air balloon.
Rob's coming on right now, and you know, just being lowered down with Carrie in harnesses, and they're going, I got an amazing deal. You would not believe the deal that I got on that, and it's right to the room.
It would
as
look,
soon as we land,
Mike, it would look just like when they rescue people from a frozen river, except in reverse. They'd be lowering me. I'm here.
The only thing I noticed, I saw a tweet from somebody who was quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me like the food supplies are woefully inadequate. That they're not giving them the same kind of, you know, it's
not like they expected
the Baked Alaska buffet or anything.
They
like
expected
that.
To hit port after 7 days, not 30.
But, some of the ships that are quarantined and on port.
All right.
And I know because, unfortunately, they have to get a shot at this. Reporters, they get tough assignments at times.
Right.
They had a reporter on NBC National News.
Right.
That was yelling across a drawbridge to the are you okay? And this gentleman who was on his deck trying to, like, I'm sure FaceTime his family, say, I'll be home in 3 weeks.
Right.
God willing. He gives a thumbs up and scurries back into his little suite.
If you're not sick, you're just in a room.
Yeah.
And some people can exist in that room. I would think that the odds, I'd love to know statistics on this.
Yeah.
The odds of being in one of those rooms, I'd love to know what the odds of getting sick
and
once
also,
you are quarantined.
I'll give you numbers.
The quarantine has to be late because it's like a 14-day period after being exposed that you get it, right?
Yeah,
that is the current number. I'll give you raw numbers as of 7 p.m. yesterday. We have 50, and this is for China, just China alone.
Right.
50,000 cases in China, 1,100 dead. They've moved the DEFCON to military measures of quarantine, where one of the saddest and scariest, and you know, we joke around because this is a comedy show, but the scariest was a cell phone video of a couple being stopped in the street and being put what into look like a lead box, a steel box in the back of a pickup, and them just screaming as they're being towed away.
Yeah, but I mean,
what is happening?
The only thing that's positive out of all of this is that I think that China, based on when the last, was it SARS that was started in China also, that perhaps have been more proactive. The numbers, I think, coming out now are, you know, they have no choice. They have to be honest about it, I hope. But it's still terrifying. And then you're hearing that there are more cases in the U.S. It's a very scary
situation. I think this will be contained within the next month. I guess what's scary is for...
What does your dad say about it?
He said it's...
Goodbye!
It's the scariest for underdeveloped countries at this moment, where they don't have the infrastructure to quarantine.
And probably they don't have the information to properly even mentally deal with it.
So, it's interesting what you say, though, about undeveloped countries, because you need money in order to provide the infrastructure to put
people... Not everybody has a military base where they can take 300 expats.
Yeah, it's February. It's that crappy month of February. Again. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. It sucks, you know. And Rob, what measures are you taking? Are you taking any particular measures to, you know, just be safe around the family and everything like that?
I'm cooking my meat to medium rare now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's
your exotic meats.
Rob, with being quarantined on a ship in a room.
What's the downside?
No problem. You're keeping track of
No more Baked Alaska.
We will take
Good news, break. I have a deck of cards.
We will come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items. Yes, go to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me. So please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS Shopping Center. And what do we have for William?
What is the matter with you?
That's just not right.
Who would write such a thing?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You shouldn't laugh at yourself.
No, you shouldn't.
No. This segment of the program brought to you by Undercover Tourist. If you're planning a spring break theme park vacation, great idea. Undercover Tourist can save you significant time and money. You're going to love this website.
Oh, great.
They get you the exact same tickets to the theme parks you know and love for less, no catch. From Orlando to Anaheim, you can save up to $145 on each theme park ticket. That's ticket, not a vacation.
Her.
That's each theme park ticket. Think of the savings for a family of four or six. Really. Think of the idea of getting you to a theme park when you didn't think you could afford to go. It's that good. These are authorized tickets backed by 20 years of great service. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and 100% hassle-free. Choose email or physical tickets and skip the lines at the gate and go straight to the rides. I love the free park plans. What to do and when, saving you hours a day, not standing in line
right.
and zigzagging across the park. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
It is so great. The app will tell you that, like, the hot times to avoid a ride. Like, if you want to ride some theme ride,
yes,
you know what time to ride it. It's great.
Undercover Tourist is the trusted name for theme park tickets. Start planning your next theme park vacation now by visiting undercovertourist.com/TMOS. You'll get an additional discount using TMOS on top of the big savings already offered through Undercover Tourist. That's undercovertourist.com/TMOS. And the banner ad that they have on our webpage, Pony, if we can tweak that a little bit so it's a little more visible, I'd love you to be able to do that.
Because, thumbs up. He's got it.
I was surfing it the other day. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have no idea, Rob, whether I want to talk about your dream or I want to talk about your car trouble. It's your choice.
I would like to go with the car trouble. I got, and this is, we're all married, aren't we?
Yes.
To the best of my knowledge, I still am.
Yeah. Yesterday, I was cutting out of here a little after 4 and walking to my car, and I was actually in the elevator going to the parking deck where I park my car each and every day, and I feel the telltale buzz of a text in my pocket, and I'm pulling up the text now. And it rolled in at, let's see.
4-ish?
It was a little, I'm going to give you the exact time. I'm going to give you the exact time. It rolled in at 4:05.
Okay.
Get a 3-word text from my wife. She says, car won't start.
Oh.
And I say, well, you know what? The timing of this is not too shabby because I'm leaving the city, right? I can get to her right away and try to help her out.
Your helper.
She works about 5 miles from our house at a high school in Loudoun County. So I text right back immediately. As a matter of fact, 4:06, I reply, okay, be there in 1:05 because that's what it says on Waze. I said, I'll be there. I'll come help you out. Her reply, 4:06, doesn't help but thanks. Mm. Just letting you know.
Mm. Well, she wanted a phone call.
One would think.
Was that what it was? Or
so I get in the car and I say, leaving now. And I get another text from her where she says, it's trying to turn over, but I don't want to flood it. I say, it's not like you can flood a modern engine. Continue to give it a try. We diagnose via text the fact that she has some battery power because the lights are on in the car. The power seat works. The radio's coming on. And so finally, I get in the car. I'm almost to M Street on my way home. And my phone rings and it's her.
Oh, look at that.
And I say, okay, this is either good news or a tragedy. I pick it up right away. Hello? 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 And she's obviously picks up the phone from, you know, abruptly. And she says, didn't mean to call you. Thought I caught it in time. Bye. What?
Okay.
And so this is all the information I have. So I call her back.
Are you frustrated and angry?
Yes. Because the fact is, I don't want her to be in this situation stuck in school. But also, I want some information here.
You care.
So I call her back, and she picks up.
Yeah, I love it when he's supportive. When he's supportive with you, but you know he's just.
I know. He's just
building his.
He's propping it up with a. He's got a 2x4, and the wall is coming down, but he's got it right in the window and put it right in there. So she answers, and I say, hey, how's it going? She says, yeah, it won't start. Battery, just like we said in the text. Robert's on his way to pick me up, and that way I can go. She had a babysitting job she had to get to.
God, that makes me feel old when you say Robert's on his way to pick me up.
Yeah, I know.
In the car.
In the car. I know. And she says, so why don't you, on the way home, come home, pick up Robert, and then you can try to jumpstart it. I said, I don't think it's a battery issue because you have enough power to power your radio, your lights, and all that stuff. Sounds to me like it might be a starter issue because you have electricity in the car. She says,
those pesky starters.
And I said, and because of that, I will jumpstart it. I'll try to jumpstart it, but I'm not going to drive home 5 miles in the wrong direction, come back for failure. I'm going to stop off and jumpstart it by myself. If it starts, I'll drive it home. She said, okay. So I get there, and she gives me an amazingly long text telling me where it is in the parking lot of the school so that, like it's a treasure map.
Something that could have been accomplished maybe with a sentence.
Well, line of sight.
And not just that, but keep in mind, I get there at 5:15. It is the car in the parking lot.
It's the one car.
There is one car. One red piece of Buick in the middle of the parking lot. And so I go over to it, And by the way, just want to probably send a muffin basket to General Motors for making their hood safety latch a freaking Rubik's Cube to get the hood open. I mean, and I actually go.
So you haven't been under the hood, huh?
No, I have. Yeah. I mean, it's not my car. I am no Mario Andretti, but at least I know my way around my car, right? I know the features that it has.
Also, that car was a dead man's car.
It was a dead man's car. Yeah. That car.
By the way, this will be the film's coming out in the fall. It's called Rob versus Buick. Starring Christian Bale.
That's right. And the guy really from Mike and Molly is me. So I actually have to open the car, go into the glove box, and get the manual out to know how to open the hood. I feel like an idiot. And
all right, so it's a Buick.
Let me see if I've got it. I've actually messed with a Buick before.
Was the latch in the grill?
No, and I checked that, and I actually to the point where I have, because when I was giving my mom an update on the ride over there, because I had some time to kill, she said, "Well, at least it's not raining and it's not cold." I said, "Where are you? It's raining and it's 48 degrees. Are you kidding me?" I literally said to my mom, and my mom is the sweetest person in the world. I said, "Are you teasing me? Because it is cold and it is raining."
Yell at your mother, Rob.
And she apologized. So I get there, get the manual out, get the thing open. And because I've had my past with jump starting cars in the past, I checked the manual to make sure that
You set a car on fire.
I did. Yeah. I actually burned up a pair of cables, and it made the Loudoun County Firefighting website as to don't let this happen to you.
Yeah. Don'ts.
So I double checked. Everything is good. And I get in, and what do you know? It starts right up.
Oh.
With the jump start.
Mm.
And I said, well, that's odd. I said, that's odd. Obviously, it had enough power to do this stuff, but not enough to turn over the engine. So I unhook the cables, let it run for a little bit, lock up my car. I'm going to drive her car back home. And as I go in, I start it, and I look, and, you know, there's like a...
Did you turn it off and start it again?
No, because I knew that if it needed the power, it would need to charge from the alternator. I'm getting in, and I check, make sure things, there's no like warning lights on in her dashboard. Right. And there's a little digital display that you can scroll through that like gives you tire pressure and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What I didn't know is she actually has a digital display of the voltage of her battery. It's in the car. And I watch it. It's at like 12.1. And as I'm driving, it's going up 12.3, 12.8, gets up to 14.1. It's like a video game as I'm driving. It's fun to watch it charge up. And I said, did you know that your car actually has a display that tells you the actual voltage of your battery? And she said, I've been online looking at tires for Robert's car. I said, what? She said, yeah, he's going to need tires. So the button on this story is the car is okay. The battery got low. The battery is fine now. But once she dropped it in my lap to fix it, she's off on another adventure. And if you have a meter that tells you the voltage of your battery in your car,
right?
Know that you can check. Everybody, you get a nice book when you buy a car. Read it. Just once.
Read the manual.
Just read the manual once.
I think this all started at the beginning of your back and forth with your wife.
Yes.
Where she clearly has no love for you. Where she just is letting you know that there's a problem. But she knows that you'll fix it.
Right.
Right? But the conversation.
Bro, I disagree. I'm on Carrie's side.
The conversation. What do you mean you're on Carrie's side?
I think Rob's a monster. I think he's a monster. You know,
he's not a monster.
She's not expected to look at the voltage meter. Come on.
Look at your voltmeter. And I will say this. I did get a thank you the next day.
From her?
Yeah. She texted it.
I don't know.
That was nice.
She texted you.
Capital T, capital Y. Thank you.
I feel like when you picked up the butt dial.
Yes.
And you got that response because you love to be loved and not love to be hated.
Right.
The I'm sorry, I thought I caught in time click was more like, oh, like no hello.
Has anybody asked the question, what diminished the battery power to start with?
No, but it's been running fine for 5 or 6 starts since then. I think it might have been something could have been left on inside the car.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the door was ajar.
Could have been the door was ajar. Yeah, and also, by the time I got there, the car had been locked up again. So I don't know the initial state of the car.
But it ran well today. Everything's been fine.
Absolutely fine. Running like a top because it's a beautiful automobile. Wonderful piece of machinery.
What would you say is stronger? And if you had a voltage meter, maybe you could give us that.
Please.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. I see this one.
I'm getting ready. I know. What would you say is stronger?
The state of your marriage or the state of the battery in the Buick?
All right, now, thank you very much. That's good. Go to break.
I will defer my answer. But remember, Mike, what do I always say? Buy American.
Buy American. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Valentine's Day is almost here. So I bet you're wondering what to get that special man in your life. Really, he doesn't need chocolate. For goodness sakes, he's fat enough already.
Oh.
No, what he needs is the TMOS bonus show. And it's easy to get, just a couple of mouse clicks, and your Valentine's shopping is all done. And he'll be busy at least one extra hour a week, meaning he won't be asking for, well, you know. This Valentine's Day, get your man the TMOS bonus show. Everyone wins!
Mike, it's the last time that promo will ever run until next Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Zappos. 2020, I'm loving this year already,
yes.
And it's only going to get better. I've never been happier. 2020 feels so good in my pants. It's like every blade of grass is a pillar of joy, and every time I fall, my knees get stained with happiness. I love my new, not haunted desk. My non-keto Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And the USA is still number one, baby.
USA!
Number one.
Plus, this year I plan to get back to focusing on my dancing. Jazz, tap, the foxtrot, and a little merengue, too. I can't wait to show off at the local nightclubs with some modern interpretive footwork.
Yes.
And my hips won't lie. Plus, the Summer Olympics hit Tokyo for the first time since 1964. Get ready for the heart-pounding excitement of co-ed competitive outdoor stripping, fully nude. Will Latvia get the gold again? Only time will tell. Just ask Bob Costas. 2020 also marks the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. No matter what it is, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, they've got fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos.
Hey.
You make us look good all year long. That's good clothing. Remember, only 162 days until the Summer Olympics begin. So start waxing. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Am I right?
Right. News.
Snoop Dogg went on an angry rant. I hate those angry rants.
Get you every time.
I've never done that. He went on an angry rant against Gayle King after she brought up the rape accusation against Kobe Bryant in an interview with Lisa Leslie. He even threatened her. Snoop did. But now he's backing off, and he admits that he blew it out of proportion. In an Instagram video, he says, quote, "Gayle King, I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions. I overreacted. Should have handled it way different than that. I was raised way better than that. So I'd like to apologize to you publicly for the language that I used in calling you out and just being disrespectful." Well, he shouldn't have, because it was out of context.
It was.
And it was a long interview that was not disrespectful to Kobe. And Gayle King was upset by it, took a lot of heat. And so I'm glad Snoop did that. That was the right
especially
thing.
Especially since, I think it was out of a lot of people's minds by now. He probably didn't need to do this, and I'm glad he did.
I'm somebody who believes in the power of an apology. I am. I still think if you screw up, own it. And we're in such a world now where you don't do that, and it's a sign of weakness. No, Snoop, you're a strong guy for doing that.
Yeah.
That was a good move. I appreciate that. The Cancel Brigade, speaking of apologies, is coming after Jim Carrey after he made a potentially sexist crack to a female reporter while promoting Sonic the Hedgehog. Now, do you have the interview with Jim Carrey?
I didn't pull it because I thought it was sort of a non-issue.
Okay, well, it probably wasn't the text is significant. The woman's name is Charlotte Long, and she asked Jim if there was anything left on his bucket list, and he said, quote, "just you." That is like 1950.
It is.
Yeah, it's good. Charlotte actually laughed, and Jim added, quote, "it's all done now." It's all done now. Okay, so that's
well, I mean, when he says that, I got the fact that he thought, like, maybe the bucket list was the interview with her. I mean, it was open-ended. When he said it first, but then when he says, it's all done now.
You could misinterpret.
It could. I thought it was a slight misinterpretation, but that's just what I got.
Well, people react so quickly. I'd like to hear it. I haven't listened to it. Then she said, quote, "wow, I don't know what to say to that." And Jim told her, "just own it." Okay, if that's what it was, if he was talking about this interview.
Yeah.
But if she's a hottie and it was just like, "you're on my bucket list, I want to do you." I think I'll be able to tell. I'll go watch the video and see.
It's a shame this is happening right before a Hedgehog movie opens.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Why do I think publicity. I'll be in a theater seeing that?
A little publicity. Sure.
Rick Moranis, do you realize it's been 24 years since he's been in anything?
Yeah. Do you know one of the last times he did an interview was on? It was on the Don and Mike show.
Wow.
He was promoting. An album he did called the Agoraphobic Cowboy, that was pretty much a straight country album, and he was totally done with TV and movies at that point. But he was promoting the record. He was charming. He's a wonderful guy.
He will appear in Disney's upcoming Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot, Shrunk, which is a big deal because he's been gone for that long. This will be his first on-screen role since Big Bully in 1996. Rick's wife, Anne, died of breast cancer. This was very well publicized in February of 1991. And after that, he started backing away from Hollywood to focus on being a single parent to their two kids. A few years ago, he said he never officially retired, but just took a break, which turned into a longer break. And he doesn't regret it. Quote, it was important to me to be there for my kids. My life is wonderful. Well, that's what happens when you're there for
I'm your so
kids.
Glad he's coming back. And that one thing they didn't mention is that he did a small role in a Disney cartoon called Brother Bear, where he and Dave Thomas did moose voices, but they were the McKenzie brothers, essentially. Yeah. It was funny. But I think we're seeing now, especially when we were talking about S. Creek this week, sort of a resurgence and a re-embracement of the people of SCTV and what a marvelous crew they were.
Oh, they're
and,
great.
And
they
maybe
really
underrated in their day. Hmm. And yeah. The fact that he's coming back at this is a very opportune time, and I wish him all the best because he's a very, very talented man.
Speaking of being there for their kids, I just want to reach out because I did make it public that my daughter is doing really, really well.
Great.
I'm very proud of her. And I just wanted to tell her I love her right here on the show. I tell her that all the time in private, but I know a lot of people... we're exposed to her tragedy and what she's going through. And I'm very, very happy that she's getting the help that she needs during a very traumatic situation and still traumatic for her. And I'm proud of her. And she sounded great when I talked to her the other day. And, it's a very, very tough time, but I love her. And I'm very happy that she's doing what she's doing up there. This reboot of this show will star Josh Gad, who's best known for voicing Snowman in Frozen. Rick's
Olaf.
Part, it could be a significant role. He passed on the female Ghostbusters reboot because he was only offered a cameo. So he didn't want to be in that one. There's that. What technological leap changed your life most last decade? A new survey asked people, and the number one answer was...
Meat thermometer.
iPad.
High-speed internet.
Oh.
The average broadband speed in 2010 was about 4 megabits a second. We might not be able to do the show with that. Now it's more like 100 in most areas, and phones are way faster than they were back then. Online shopping ranks second in the poll because people get everything on Amazon now, and Target.com, and right. Walmart.com, and Macy's.com. And streaming services like Netflix ranked third. So there's the top three, if you wanted that. What were you doing? What were you
showing? He wrote something so inside.
It was something very
it's not
inside.
Even worth
that, it's not, but I knew it would make him laugh.
KFC just teamed up with Crocs
yes!
to make a special line of shoes.
What?
The soles look like a KFC bucket. There are pictures of fried chicken printed on the shoes, and there's a fake drumstick attached to the top of the shoes. Oh, and they're chicken scented.
Before or after you wear them.
If you're interested, the shoes will be released sometime this spring. You can sign up now on crocs.com to get them. They're going to be $60. Who wants chicken shoes?
Gross.
Chicken shoes.
Go great with my coleslaw socks.
And now a little something something. A Washington State driver is facing a hefty fine after being caught using a highway carpool lane with a giant stuffed dinosaur as their only passenger. Trooper Rick Johnson of the Washington State Patrol said a driver was pulled over Wednesday for speeding in the high-occupancy vehicle lanes of Interstate 5 northbound. The trooper conducting the traffic stop quickly discovered the driver's only passenger was a big green stuffed dinosaur toy. Here's the quote from the officer.
Johnson.
Even if you have a favorite stuffed animal, it doesn't count as a passenger for the HOV. That's what Johnson wrote in his report. I don't really know. I used to ride into D.C. every day with a dinosaur. It's back when I used to carpool with Arch Campbell. Oh, hello. Oh, get out of town.
You.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I had to go local.
Arch.
I had to go local for
he
that.
He made a joke at my expense.
I can't believe he called me a dinosaur.
Watching the Oscars at home.
I saw that!
Anyway, yeah,
this is better than the red carpet.
Yeah, God bless you, Arch. I love you. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My fellow Americans, we are one people, and no matter where you are, we can all agree on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whether you are in Bangor, Massachusetts, or the island of California, from the majestic Alps of Australia to the beautiful castles of Germantown, coast to coast, from Portland, Maryland to Portland, Arizona, whether you are swimming in Lake Rushmore or climbing Mount Huron, sunning yourself on the Great Salt Flats of London, or gazing out over the Sahara Ocean, we all have TMOS to bring us together. We're one world. I just don't know how to find it on a map. God bless me. Oh, in America. And don't forget to conduct when they're playing the national anthem.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, gang. Nobody likes to go to court.
That's true.
Am I right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
However, the fact remains that we are a litigious society, and sometimes you just got to do it. But what if your lawyer is sick and he can't make it? Then what? Don't worry. You can easily transport him in the Charlie Bernie Attorney Gurney. Yes, Charlie Bernie Attorney Gurney makes the transport of a sick and or disabled lawyer quick and easy. Outfitted with oversized knobby tires, an infection-resistant foam mattress, convenient IV hooks, and a drawer for papers and pens. It's the Charlie Bernie Attorney Gurney, and it folds for easy storage. Order in the next hour, and we'll tell you how to transport disgusting grain by motorcycle. Do it with Charlie's Gnarly Barley Harley. It's from the same people that brought you the Charlie Bernie Attorney Gurney. So you know it's a product you can trust. So move your lawyer, get that grain, and then treat yourself to a subscription to our TMOS bonus show.
Please.
Which is only mentioned now at the end of this. Just click the banner and you'll be helping us get to the passport and all that. Yes. It's your passport. Buy the bonus show and get ready to take a Bernie journey. Ha 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 ha, fun. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is a Thursday, February 13, 2020. Take it away, Rob.
For Bernie, guys. Today is Galentine's Day. Did you know this?
I had no idea.
What it was mentioned Galentine's in your copy yeah. yesterday, and I didn't know the basis of it, so I did a little Googling, and it was not anything invented by the card companies. It was invented on the show Parks and Rec by Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
Yeah, February 13th, Galentine's Day.
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it breakfast style. Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like Lilith Fair, minus the angst. Plus frittatas.
Plus frittatas. So happy Galentine's Day, everybody.
Yummy.
Do you like when the artists will do a teaser of a record? I think it's sometimes very intriguing.
I really don't pay much attention to it.
Like a
I hate
trailer?
To tell you that. But
yeah, but it's like a little clip of the song, but not the whole song.
Yeah, I've seen
so
that.
So Billie Eilish is doing the new James Bond theme. It's the movie is called No Time to Die.
God, is she the
busy.
It girl?
She
or
is
what?
Busy. So they release, I think the album comes out, or the film comes out in April, but the song will come up before that. But they released this yesterday to social media.
Oh, wait, I have the clip.
Oh, good. You have the Billie Eilish? Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Live and let
No time to die, Billy.
Live and let the diamonds
Sorry, I might be turning on her a little bit. Just a little.
Well,
bit.
here's a taste of the music. You know what? She didn't do anything to win me over during the Oscars. I'll tell you that.
Right. That's when she lost me a little bit.
Anyway, here's just a taste, my good man, of No Time to Die. And there you have it.
Oh, come on.
That's all she released. That's all
they
released.
Why would someone do that?
Really?
But it sounds to me a little bit like the one that Adele did. And I hope it builds and has a little more punch to it somewhere later in the song.
Yeah, but but in the ever-changing world, just released.
Yes.
Make you give it a
Thank you, William.
Thank you very much. Thank William you. Eilish.
William Eilish.
Right. What's with women named Billy?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I want to tell you.
Call back. That's my, my first wife's name. Dude, yeah.
Thank you.
So,
all these years later.
Let's close with these two tapes. You'll enjoy this, Mike. You will enjoy this. The BBC sometime back, I just found this, so this is sort of a throwback thing, but the BBC sometime, they studied the trachea and the throat of a Neanderthal man.
Okay.
And they brought in a voice actor, and under the tutelage of a scientist, they recreated the way Neanderthals would talk based on the science of their body. So if you want to know what a Neanderthal would sound like, probably stutter less than me, but a Neanderthal would sound like this.
Try male human voice, count over three.
One, two, three.
Just pitch up your voice.
One, two, three.
Let's just add a bit of nasal now.
One, two, three.
Now, the other thing that would be happening, which would actually increase that quality, is a very heavy skull that seems to pull down into the throat there. Now, speak.
One, two, three.
Now, let's make a sound. Just let's make a huge R.
So, Mike, essentially, the Neanderthal man sounded like this.
Spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato, and spam.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
That's spam. Awesome. A little shout out to Terry Jones. That's good stuff. He'd be laughing his ass off.
He'd like that,
right,
I think.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Billie Eilish didn't think it was funny.
We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with another show. Rob Spiewak will be doing a dive on Yacht Rock.
Yes, on tomorrow's
show. It'll be on Nostalgia Corner on tomorrow's show, which I think is something to look forward to. And we'll be back with you. It's that simple.
Spam, spam, and spam. Spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato, and spam.
There you go. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Matty Masiello, and the entire crew, Mike O'Mara saying so long.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Rocky Road?
Get in my belly!
I'm a phony! Just like you!